Peter's fearful fit of passion. Matthew chapter 26, verse 74. Then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man. And immediately the cock crew. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, which said unto him, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. And he went out and wept bitterly. Peter was a passionate man. Remember, he is the one that made the open profession as Christ being the Son of God. But passionate men are not always right. Peter was also a presumptuous man at times, but a man of faith nonetheless. He stepped out on the boat and walked on water. Bid me come to thee. What wonderful words of life. But Peter is faced with one sore trial here. Fear has gripped his heart. And yes, fear is present with a saved man. And in fear, we can make some very bad decisions. Peter did make a bad decision here. He was bold to say before, Though all forsake thee, I will never forsake thee. Oh, how those words rang in his ears after each denial. Take heed when you think you are strong, lest you fall. Peter's first denial, he may have been able to brush off, but then the second quickly followed. Then the third, and he remembered the words of the Lord. He remembered the promise he made to Jesus, how he would never forsake him. He would not deny him. No, never. But then he did, and he went out and wept bitterly. Learn, therefore, that the promises that you make to God are not as strong as the ones that he makes to you. Though we try to keep our promises to the Lord, grace is all that we can depend on for strength, for we are frail men at best. Now be not hard on Peter, for you and I have denied the Lord in areas of our lives before. In our testimony before the lost world, have we always conducted ourselves as Christians? Have we not become fearful around the lost, fearful what they would think of us if we stood opposed to their sin and evil? Have you ever laughed at a joke that should not have been funny to a Christian, but it appealed to your flesh? Have you ever denied your Lord by not witnessing or giving a tract when God wanted you to witness to a man or a woman? Have you become fearful? Fear will lead us to say and do many foolish things. When you are around the lost, do you try to become all things to all men in an unbiblical way? Do you become a Christian chameleon to your surroundings and adapt to worldliness? God is merciful, and upon Jesus' merits we are forgiven. Learn, then, that we are not much different than Peter, but men of like passions. His Lord is not near at the time, and in fear and rashness he says things he does not mean. He is no Judas, but he is a fearful saint that makes a mistake. Jesus, in his infinite wisdom, is willing to recognize that we make mistakes. Peter must have felt like a Judas in some ways. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Jesus forgives him and seeks him out. And go tell Peter, he said. Go tell him that I come to him. Judas only repented to himself, not to the Lord. Men can say things in a passionate, fearful place in their life that later they regret. Sometimes we say things that we don't mean in the heat of passion. Sometimes we even pray things that we don't truly mean when passion has overrun us and fear has taken us. Learn to forgive. That true devotion and love is not measured by our failings, and the strengths of our conversion lies not in our promises to God, but in His promise of Christ to us.